This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Twins Fest begins tomorrow at Target Field, and spring training opens for pitchers and catchers 3 weeks from today in Fort Myers. Twins catcher Ryan Jeffers is the presumed starter, although Minnesota signed Victor Caratini from the Astros to a two-year $14 million deal as well. Jeffers says he's planning on playing more than he has in the past.
Before all that happened, you know, I had conversations with, hey, this might happen. And just reassuring me, like, you know, my role is the guy who's going to catch 100-plus games is not going to change. You know, I'm excited to go back there and really get a full season in. You know, if throughout my career, you know, I've split time with a lot of guys, and I'm excited to catch a full workload and then also be joined by a guy who's been in the game for 8-plus years and has a lot of experience and won a lot of games and been with some organizations that have played really good baseball in Victor, and see what type of knowledge and information he has just to help us be a better team.
Pitchers and catchers report to Florida on February 12th. For info on this weekend's Twin Fest, go to the team's webpage. A full docket of basketball and hockey tonight in the Twin Cities. The Wild are home in St. Paul, entertaining the Detroit Red Wings at 8:30. The Timberwolves are home in Minneapolis, hosting the Chicago Bulls at 7. The St. Thomas men's basketball team welcomes South Dakota State to St. Paul for a tip time at 8. The Tommy women's team lost at home to North Dakota State last night 75-66, while the Golden Gopher women won at Oregon last night 65-60. It was a key quad one win for head coach Don Plitzoy.
It's really, really big for us, and now we have two. USC jumped into that quad one area, and obviously it's all how teams finish, but to do it on the road is something that's really, really hard to do, and you know, the effort was just second to none, and we learned from some games that we had earlier where we didn't do a good job of helping each other.
Minnesota's Amaya Battle scored 20 points.
It was a really good competitive game, super intense on both sides, and you know, both teams just wanted to win, and yeah, it was really fun to be out there competing.
Minnesota will host Wisconsin on Sunday. This is MNN Sports.